Hundreds of containers of food and other commodities are stuck at Lebanon's ports. There are no workers to unload them. It's been 3 weeks since employees and public institutions went on strike to demand better pay as the financial crisis enters its fourth year.
This strike has really paralyzed our work. It affected all our transactions in the port of Beirut, in the airport. A lot of cargo and containers are waiting for the employees. We need every bit of income. We need every bit of import. And without the employees of the government, it will stagnate the economy.
The state is nearly bankrupt, and it's losing an estimated $400,000 a day because of the strike. It's also creating problems for citizens who are unable to do necessary paperwork. But state employees, like much of the population, say their salaries are now worthless after the local currency, the lira, crashed.
We can no longer reach our place of work because of high transportation costs. We can't afford the basic necessities. Our salaries are worth $50 to $60. The government has not dealt with this issue in a serious manner, even though more than a million people are affected.
There is no official figure, but it's believed the Lebanese state employs nearly 350,000 people. But international financial institutions say it is overstaffed, corrupt, and used by the political class as a tool to win loyalty.
It's very large for the size of the country. It constitutes 25% of the workforce, but any dismissal will lead to a social catastrophe. Unemployment is about 38%, and there are no jobs. End-of-service compensation is also worthless because of the currency devaluation.
For many years, public wages and benefits constituted more than 35% of government spending. Many warn against a pay rise without a comprehensive recovery plan.
Reforming state institutions and fighting corruption are the only ways to unlock foreign support and trigger growth. But politicians are refusing to do that. Instead, they are locked in a new struggle about power in the next cabinet.
Employees say they won't return to work until their demands are met. But the government has little options. It doesn't have enough sources of revenue. It can't impose more taxes on an impoverished population. And it can't print more money without causing further inflation. Zana Khoder, Al Jazeera, Beirut.